5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way. I'm back from being on tour, ladies and gentlemen, and it's great to be here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan once more. Am I tired? Yes, I am. Am I tired? Man, oh man. We did a big tour. Well, a small tour. We were in Melbourne. Sam Clark and I, first mate Sam Clark, we were in Melbourne. We did two shows in a lovely little basement. Then was off to Wagga Wagga. We caught the train to Wagga Wagga to be at the Stirrett's house. And gee, that was a wonderful time. Thank you to everybody for making that possible for that beautiful backyard gig. And then we capped it off. At the end of that gig, we got quite... I became inebriated while watching the football and had a very happy time of it. But then it was a midnight bus to Sydney, which was about as pleasant as you can imagine. And then a glorious gig in Sydney. And then an early flight home to Adelaide. It was a real whirlwind trip. And the good people of Jetstar have now returned my bag. I'm just going to focus on the positives. But they did lose my bag. They have found my bag. I got it late last night. So there was no podcast. There was no time to record it. You know you're taking a chance when you go with the cheapest airline. You're rolling the dice. You might die, you might lose a bag.
You might have to stop a terrorist attack.
Get a little food poisoning.
You might fall in love.
It was an incredible trip, and I will talk about that hopefully in a follow-up episode. I'll just sit down with Sam Clark this week and we'll talk about the tour and all the wonderful things that happened. But there is something quite pressing that I have to discuss today, something truly urgent, and it's not something that everybody listening to the podcast will be. It's an Adelaide-based thing. If you have absolutely no interest in what I'm doing in Adelaide... Well, this might still be of academic interest to you, but this is largely for the Adelaide listeners. Listeners in Adelaide, also people near Adelaide. If you're in Melbourne and you think you could get over for October the 13th, this could be for you. Perth, Sydney, Brisbane, Wagga Wagga. If you're anywhere and you could be in Adelaide on October the 13th, the day before the First Nations referendum, this is for you. This is very important. It's the James Donald Forbes McCann Art Auction. Art.
Free booze.
VIP.
Fancy.
A good time.
I'll be there.
That's right, the James Donald Forbes McCann Art Auction is back again. This time we're doing it at Praxis Art Space on October 13, and spots are limited. There'll be lots of art being auctioned off at a variety of prices. You don't need heaps and heaps of money to come along and invest in your art future. Or indeed your art present. You can't invest in the art past.
Unless I can invent a time gavel.
Friday the 13th of October. There's no way that could be a spooky date for anybody. Friday the 13th of October, Praxis Art Space. We're going to have free booze, live music. We thought about doing some dead music and thought that would be too macabre. Great art. Which will be from my favorite Adelaide artists. Wow, it's going to be a great time. Praxis Art Space, the number one most cool art space in Adelaide. Currently, the plan is to just do it in the flesh. There's no online component. You got to get your ass down to Praxis Art Space October 13. Doesn't cost anything to come along. It'll be a wonderful evening. Highly recommended it. And this week, I'm just organizing promo for the art auction. We've got almost 3 weeks to make sure. You know, we've got the art. That's great. I'm going to start securing the art this week. We've got the space. That's done.
Done.
We've got the drinks. That's done.
Done.
We've got the live music. I'm pretty sure.
No.
And we'll check that today
as well.
I thought
about doing it. I haven't done it
yet. Now we just got to get all the glorious people of Adelaide and the Adelaide surrounds who are interested in coming and having a glorious night of art, merriment, and buying me a boat. That's the Adelaide Art Auction, Friday the 13th. Tickets available now. I say tickets, it is free, but you just have to register a spot. It's a big room, Praxis Art Space. I hope to fill it up with lots of art-loving people. Last time we got 70 spectators along. That was the maximum number under the then COVID restrictions that we could get into the wonderful space we did it at then. This time, it's bigger, it's better, it's more productive. Wow! Hey, here's Paul. Paul's coming into the room. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Come and talk into the microphone. Paul is helping with the art auction, but he's also opening a bar, so he's got a lot on. Paul, how good's this art auction going to be?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. There's just going to be so much art, I think.
Right in the mic.
The art auction. Boy, am I excited.
Paul's got a lot of other stuff on his mind at the moment. Get out of here, Paul. I'm going to keep telling people about this wonderful art auction.
Can you move your car?
Yes. Okay, I'm back from having moved the car, and I'm back into single-mindedly pursuing making the art auction a good time. Last time we did the art auction, it started off as a joke. I got a napkin from Dusty Rich. He's a comedian. I did a gig with him. He doodled on a napkin, and I think it was Pablo Picasso used to doodle on a napkin, and then now you can buy his napkins at auction. So I thought, why wait for someone to die if they do a great napkin doodle? I took his napkin, and I said, right, we're doing the big art auction for the napkin. Then all these people started coming out of the woodwork saying, we could do my art too. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll ask a couple people if I can do their art. And then all of a sudden we had a big art auction. And I don't know if I let on too much while I was doing. I had just started the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast at the time. But I really thought it was going to be a big failure. And I was very, very scared. And then it went very well. It went so well that people told me, James, you have to do that again. And it's not as though there's not enough to be done as it is. I've got to sort my visa out. I've got to do my job. We've got to edit up the special that we just recorded across three cities. I've got a book of poems that needs to come out, although I am glad to possibly delay the poems a little bit because I wrote some new poems on tour. Oh, would you like to hear one of the poems? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. This poem is called Young Sheldon.
Sheldon.
They're up to Young Sheldon season 6?
Sheldon.
Is that necessary? Is that possible?
Sheldon.
Sheldon must be getting older now than the average lifespan in Guinea-Bissau. Baby, how long does young Sheldon have to run before it synchronizes with the Big Bang Theory? And then we'll have achieved, what, 30 years of Sheldon? Are we approaching, forgive me, dementia Sheldon? Dead Sheldon? Just season after season of an urn. For how insatiable is America's appetite for Sheldon? We all remember the first time we saw Sheldon. And we all thought, didn't we? An autistic professor.
Wow.
Good with numbers. Hard time with the ladies.
New.
Onwards and upwards.
Inventing.
What's next on the list of fresh new ideas? Bringing back the twist?
Sheldon.
Is what we all said to ourselves.
Sheldon.
But out there in the suburbs, they cannot get enough Sheldon. They want Sheldon in the morning, Sheldon in the evening, Sheldon in the afternoon, and through the long, cold, lonely night, Sheldon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to bring this poem to an end before it grows to Sheldon-esque proportion. I'm not fully happy with that poem. That's a first draft. That's a first draft we did on a plane, and we're going to work on another one before that makes its way into the new book of poems. Oh, let's have another poem, hey? Another poem. It's a short one. I'm gay, you're gay, we're all gay, for gay cream. Yeah, that one didn't do well when I read it out loud to other people, and I don't like saying it now on my own. Licensees, licensing, Fraser Crane, Chandler Bing. We're working on the poems, we're working on the There's a lot of notes for poems. These aren't... maybe we got Elton John. Elton is bereft. Elton John. Elton husband left. Elton John. Cannot carry on. Elton John. Not allowed to see his son. I don't know that one. Here's another one. Russell Brand, it's getting out of hand. I heard he fucked Hermione. Man, that's very sad. Anyway, we're working on... What I'm saying is we're working on the poems. There's more poems to come. I don't want to just dash out the silly poem. Well, one more poem. I'll give you one more. All right, here's a poem. Man slash woman is a very inclusive category, but a very nasty instruction. It's more of a joke than a poem. I just wish I had more poems. Man, I keep working on my damn poems. Don't make me chat, desperate weekend dad in an upper middle class adventure playground. Anyway, we're working on the poems, and that'll all be out soon in the book of poems. Big, happy, explosive book of poems. But we're not thinking about the poems. We're just thinking about the art auction.
Just thinking about the art auction now.
I'm going to keep this episode short. I got a lot to do for the art auction today. If you are in Adelaide or could come to Adelaide for October 13, please do come to the art auction. There'll be an episode later this week, a proper one. We're going to sit down with Sam Clark. We're going to do a proper debrief on the tour. I am looking at the analytics for the show. Here's a little something that I would like to mention. It seems... Well, hello, T-Top.
Hello, Jack.
How are you?
I'm right. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just recording the podcast.
Great.
We're fast approaching 100 and no closer to having a boat. But we're just organising the art auction at the moment, which is October 13. I don't know if you're free or if you know anyone with a lot of money who could come along. Timothy Tuppence just popped into the office. I don't know if I've explained what's happening with the office. So my friend Paul, who I'm doing the art auction with, and he's also my neighbour and many other projects and really living out of each other's pockets. And boy, when I started living next to Paul, I thought that was insane because we were already friends. And Paul was for it, and his wife was for it, and my wife was for it. And I thought, you can't move one door down from a close friend. Be in the same neighbourhood, great. But that will absolutely bespoil a friendship if you're that close to one another. I was totally wrong. It's been a wonderful thing for my life and for our friendship and for our children's lives. And really, it has done more than anything to convert me to an anti-car position where we live in walkable communities and we know all of our neighbours. And I'm a big believer in that, and it's all thanks to that. Anyway, Paul is starting a bar. I have an office in just off the bar, but... It's a flurry of activity now. The office is fast filling up with things that they'll be putting in the bar. Bookcases, a little picture of Mary of Guadalupe, a lot of big light globes. I think the big light globes have actually been taken out because the previous occupiers of the space, they had those big Edison bulbs. And they've been removed. For what purpose? I do not know. Maybe big bulbs are out and it's all about small bulbs. As go asses... So go bulbs. And I'm very proud of my friend Paul for opening this bar. It's something he's wanted to do for a long time. It's something his sister, who has passed, wanted to do. And he's living that out, making this literary bar. I'll say more about it later. But it's, you know, maybe it's an exciting time. It was weird walking through the streets of Melbourne and there are just so many cool little bars. So many. Adelaide, we got like three. We've got about three cool small bars and there's a pretty high turnover. It's a very different city. I mean, it's smaller. Melbourne has, what, like 4 or 5 million people, something like that. Adelaide's got 1 million. So, you know, for a long time, Melbourne was around four times bigger. But it has more than four times of the youth and the culture and the jobs. That's always... You want to be outperforming for your culture, for your city showing up. I have big problems with Melbourne. I'm an avowed Adelaide advocate. But it's part of the reason people feel that they need to get out of Adelaide. It's because we don't have culture here 11 months of the year. That's the vibe. We've got the Adelaide Fringe Festival. It's the biggest fringe festival in the Southern Hemisphere, which is always a beautiful... It sounds impressive when you say Southern Hemisphere until you realize that really just means better than Argentina. It's... There's a couple, not all, there's a couple of South American countries. Actually, no, hold on. Is all of South America under the equator? Ecuador. Hold on, hold on. We'll open up the phone. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? What do you think? How many countries are under the equator in South America? Loading. It is. Where's the equator? Where's the equator? Why isn't the equator on Google Maps? Did anyone else know this? That they don't put the equator on Google? Wow, so I got to go to Google Earth now. Hold on. Bloody hell. Got to load up Google Earth like some sort of... What was I looking at last time? Well, where's the equator on Google Earth? Well, they just don't put the equator on these things? I got to do it. I got to eyeball it? If I get the polar at the bottom and the Arctic at the top? I'd never realized they don't put the effing equator on. Everything. Give me everything. Give me the equator. Did anyone else know that they don't put the equator on Google Maps? Equator. Far out. There we go. Okay. Yes. It is as I suspected. It runs through Brazil. You don't get Guyana. That's in the Northern Hemisphere. What's that? I can't even zoom in enough on this tiny little... It was a simpler world when we all just had globes. Can you hear the frustration sinking in? Anyway, what I wanted to say was we were in Melbourne. There was a lot of cool stuff going on. Made me think of Adelaide, how there's not as much cool stuff going on. And I was proud of my friend Paul for making a cool place. That's it. Ooh, we're going to get this art auction done. It's going to be beautiful. And let's have a... Oh, why not bring it back now? We said we were going to bring it back. Let's have some affirmations. I affirm that I'm going to work hard to make this the best art auction I can. I'm not going to die wondering.
Affirmation!
I'm going to make this a big, beautiful art auction. I'm going to get a cool outfit.
Affirmation!
And a real gavel. I'm not going to resort to just using a hammer this time. And we're going to have great music and great plonk and great beer. And we've already got the great art and we're going to get, the big, powerful people. Affirmation! We're going to make it work and we're going to get the money.
Affirmation!
We're going to use that money to buy a boat.
Affirmation.
Is that an affirmation? Not sure. I'm new to doing this again. We can just try our best. Oh, here's another one. I've come back from being on tour and I've been grumpy with my family today. Boy, I was grumpy with my family this morning. Because I'm in my bed in the morning. Every child I have comes through and gets in the damned. I wake up.
Affirmation.
Not only is my beautiful wife in the bed, that's part of it that I like. Three kids in the bed. Oh, I try and get up before the kids. They get up so early. In my day, I just wanted to sleep in. I wanted to sleep. When does that kick in? When do kids start wanting to sleep in? Ah, and then I'm a grump with my wife in the morning. We're trying to have our coffee and the kids are coming out and they're just badgering. And I love my children so much. But I just want to sit and have a coffee with my beautiful wife. And it's weird, like there's a real anger to having the small children get in your way. And it goes away when you're living in that house for a while, but you go away for as few as 24 hours and I come back. And I'm just not adjusted to being a happy, groovy dad. I'm so grumpy, but I affirm that I will stay the course. I will be less grumpy. I will not be as grumpy when I'm tired with all my kids.
Affirmation!
I will not. I will not be so grumpy. I'll be a better, kinder father. I'll be a more attentive husband. I'm just so angry at all of my small children in my bed in the morning. The screaming. There's so much screw. Where do they get it from, Jimmy? Maybe they get it from you with this
affirmation.
Affirmation. I'm going to try and keep my voice down. Affirmation. We're going to try and keep the voice down a little bit more.
Affirmation.
Ah, I love you. I love you. I need you. I miss you. I want you. Catamaran ho. Let's just all try and be our best selves. Nah, let's not do that. That's a terrible week. That's a piss week philosophy. Let's become saints. Let's prayerfully become saints as soon. Right now. Not as soon as we're saints today. I'm going to try and go to confession. I will go to confession today. Affirmation. I will go to confession today. if they're running Confession. I'm going to look it up. I'm sure they're running it somewhere. Here's a song I wrote on a train. It's called Choo Choo. It'll be out soon. Don't forget to reserve your spot for the art auction, baby. Choo Choo.